Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. And if you've listened to the podcasts of the show, you know how much of a fan I am of this man, Doug Bruce. G'day, buddy. How are you?
Good, Ben. How are you, mate?
This is the story that I tell every time I play one of your songs, and everyone is so sick of it. It was last year at Tamworth. I was doing all my media stuff. I finished and I rolled up to West's at some silly hour of the morning, and it was you playing. I went back every night you were playing, and you just kept me entertained until way past my bedtime. Not only a great voice and brilliant musicianship, but this wonderful way of really drawing people in and really entertaining. That's certainly a fantastic gift you've got, and it's no wonder why you've done so well in with your live shows.
I don't know. I guess it's a gift. I don't really see it that way. I just do what I do, you know, and if people like it, that's great. That's all I can ask for.
Well, or maybe it could be genetic.
Maybe. Could be. I don't know. I don't really... I'm a very... or people tell me I'm a very introverted person. I guess when I get on the stage, I'll probably open up a little bit more. I don't know. It's just... I don't know what it is. I think it's just the accent.
Well, that is very, very cool. I read somewhere that you're from a long line of talented singers.
Yeah, musicians and songwriters and singers. Yeah, just about everybody. And my dad's side of the family were musicians of some sort. His brother was, my uncle was a songwriter. Well, he wrote songs that were recorded by Minnie Pearl and Red Savant, people like that. And his daughter's a singer and songwriter in Nashville. She worked on a lot of jingles for major companies and things like that. And Dad was a bass player, toured the world, came to Australia in 1979 and told me all the stories about it and how he'd love to live here. And lo and behold, here I am. Didn't expect to ever come to Australia. And I thought maybe I'll come to visit sometime, but never expected to end up here, living here.
Well, the thing is, guys do crazy things for beautiful, amazing women.
And Australia has a lot of those. Beautiful, amazing women. I just happened to get lucky and find one that that thought I was pretty amazing.
But you met your wife in Nashville.
Yes.
Then she conned you into coming over here.
Yes. Well, yeah, sort of. We met at Legends Corner in Nashville, down on Broadway, and we only knew each other for a couple of days. Went out to have dinner and played a bit of pool and listened to some music and that, and then the next day did the same thing. And then she had to leave, and I thought, well, that's lovely. Never see her again. And lo and behold, when she got to the next city, she gave me a ring. And then when she got back home, she called me, and back and forth the phone calls. And then eventually it turned into trips and, you know, back and forth. And yeah, we ended up, the last time that she came to visit me, we ended up getting married, and she stayed there with me we lived there for a couple of years after we were married, when our first son was born. Well, here we are, we come over here. And I was quite happy over there. It's amazing how things change. And since I've gotten over here, things have changed so much and gotten, I don't know, just it's a totally new life for me.
So how do you find the difference in the country music industry over in Nashville and over here in Australia? Because I'm assuming you were singing over in the US as well.
No, I was a drummer in the States. Started playing drums when I was 12, 13.
And I won't hold that against you.
Yeah, well, you know, some things can be helped. Something happened genetically. I'm not sure what it was.
So no, you were playing in a band over there.
Yeah, well, I started out in Texas, and I started semi-professionally by the time I was 18, playing in, you know, honky-tonks and things like Fort Worth and Dallas. And yeah, I was quite happy playing drums. And one of the bands that I was in got fairly popular around the Fort Worth, Dallas area, and had a good run for about 3 or 4 years. And at the end of that, kind of had a breakup toward the end of the third year, fourth year, whatever it was, and kind of split up. And when we split up, the singer decided he was going to go to Nashville. And at the time, I was going through a relationship breakup as well. And I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose. I'll sell my house and move to Nashville too. So he went ahead of me, and then we kind of caught up when I got there. But we kind of went, you know, he went in the songwriting, singing direction, and I went in the musician direction. And I ended up playing drums for some pretty cool people and doing a bit of touring with some people. And then I met Jody, and here we are.
set slow. It's one of those days I don't want to let go. Heaven must be smiling down on me. That's sweet.
Isn't Doug just such a great down-to-earth fella? He does some great music, so if you ever get a chance to see Doug live, get out there and do it, because you won't be sorry. It's a great show. And his album is fantastic too. And we'll talk more about that next week on My Real Country. We'll see you then.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Hey, it's Craig Morrison here, and I'm back with my brand new self-titled album. With two hit tracks from it already, I can promise you it's all about life, love, and all that lays between. The album Craig Morrison is available from my website, craigmorrisonmusic.com, and iTunes. And hey, I hope to see you at a show real soon, because live is where it's at.
I kind of love.
Aside from a better night's sleep, there are so many other benefits to treating your snoring. For example, did you know that snoring can lower your immunity and susceptibility to serious health issues? Your snoring also affects the health and happiness of your partner. These are just a couple of reasons why it's a good idea to try a simple mandibular splint from Instantly Stop Snoring. Designed to hold your lower jaw stable, preventing your tongue from blocking your airways, these devices are fully guaranteed and in use by doctors and hospitals. Call this number now for Instantly Stop Snoring. 1-800-991-2459.